After my second year in theology, students are sent to some place other than the parish to broaden our ministry experiences. Some go off to hospitals or nursing homes, or those who maybe work with the homeless or some other agency. I was assigned to a place in Covington, Kentucky, that served lunch to the homeless, took in battered women, and who helped those who had mental health issues. I shared a room, kind of an office, with two other directors. I was given a card table and a folding chair to use as my desk, and I would have to fold up the chair every time I would leave the office just so we could get through. But above our office, or inside their office, above my table, the gospel that we just heard was on a poster. I was assigned to work with those who suffered from mental illnesses. I would take them shopping or to their doctor. I would help them pay their bills or just sit and talk and listen to them. And I had one lady who was very demanding, and she would come every morning to see me to talk about what she had to do and how was she going to do this and why was this all happening to her. And we would go through these things day after day. And then she would come back late again in the afternoon, and we would have the same exact same conversation. And usually at some point in the conversation in the afternoon, she would say, "Why don't you go get me a glass of ice water?" And so I would get up from my chair and walk down the hall, and in my mind I'd be thinking, as if I have nothing else to do today, because there's other people I had to take care of. And then I was thinking of that poster above my table. "When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. Lord, when did we see you thirsty and give you drink? Whenever you did it for one of the least of my people, you did it for me. My Lord asked me for a drink of water, and I made it to be such a big deal." Today we end our liturgical year with the Feast of Christ our King. Over the last several weeks, the readings have reminded each one of us that one day our lives will come to an end, and we will have to face the judgment. And how we lived in a conformity to God in his love and his mercy and his will determine where we will spend eternity, with the sheep in heaven or with the goats in hell. A couple of weeks ago, we heard the Pharisees ask Jesus, "What's the greatest commandment?" And he summed up all of them by saying, "You're to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself." And so that what we do for God, how we love and serve him, is how we love and serve each other, how we put that into action. And Jesus shows to us in our gospel today that feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, welcoming the stranger, clothing the naked, visiting those who are sick or in prison, has a direct bearing on himself. It's nothing out there somewhere. It bears on Christ himself. What we do to each other is done to Christ himself. Christ is reflected always in his people, the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, those who are sick or imprisoned. So our kindness has a great bearing on how much we do love God and how we want to serve him. And where do we want to spend all eternity? Does that make a difference to us in how we live each of our days? Because if we accept what we're doing for Christ, if we reach out in service because of Christ, then we have that confidence that we can live with him. But if we reject one another, then we have rejected Christ himself, and that has a bearing for all eternity. Sometimes if we look around our world, it's hard to see leadership. It's hard to understand who has our back. Who's going to support us? Who's going to defend us? Who's going to speak up for our cause? And it's a big question. But in our first reading and in our responsorial psalm, Christ reminds us he is the good shepherd. He is the one who is going to watch over us. He is the one who is leading us to greener pastures. He is the one who has our backs. He is the one who is fighting our cause, who cares deeply for each one of us and wants us to succeed here so that we can be forever with him in heaven. We conclude our liturgical year And each year we are reminding ourselves, the church reminds us, that it might be this year that Christ will return and will ask for an account of how we lived out our lives, how we have loved him and how we have loved our neighbor. If he doesn't come back between now and next Saturday, then we'll begin the new liturgical year next Sunday, and we'll again, as we pray after the Our Father, wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. To be a part of God's kingdom is reverence for him and our reverence for one another. We look to him to be our only and sure foundation, our true leader, who guides us in all things, even into eternity. May we take the opportunity that comes our way each day to be of service of God, who is reflected in one another. May God's kingdom come.